This sounds frightening, and the scene itself is terrifying. After this lies the unknown, and who amongst us is not afraid of the unknown? It's where we're all headed, and therefore we fear it. The uncertainty of what lies after it is what makes it so frightening. So until we know the answer, this unknown will remain, and the question remains, what really happens after death? Different religions offer different answers, but of all the religions, I'm certain that only Islam succeeds in providing the clearest details of what is to come, of what will happen after death. Let me tell you what Islam says. In short, Islam sees death as the natural beginning of the next stage of existence. Well, what does that mean? It means that Islam recognizes life after death. And this is exactly what all the prophets confirmed who were sent by God when they call their people to believe in life after death and to worship God alone. But where does all this confidence in this answer come from? How did the prophets answer this question with such confidence and uniformity? The answer, certainly, is that the source of their answer was the same, divine revelation. In Islam, human existence continues after death in the form of a spiritual and physical resurrection, and that there's a direct relationship between what we do on earth and life in the hereafter, and that there will come a day known as the Day of Judgment or the Day of Resurrection when everyone from the beginning of time until the end of time will be brought forth and held accountable. Islam teaches us that God will judge everyone on that day and that everyone will get what they deserve.